Armadoxy for today, the Olympic second. The Olympic competitions are unavoidable these days, as athletes from throughout the world are competing for the top titles and the medals. Gold for first place, silver for second, bronze for third. Of course, the networks that carry the actual games are busy sending signals across the globe, and everyone else is quick to report the results, with an emphasis, of course, on their own and favorite teams. I find the level of competition fascinating. We are watching world-class athletes push the limits of their bodies. Take a moment to watch a competition, and especially pay attention to how the competitions that are measured by time, such as a race or a swim meet, pan out. I watched a relay race that was decided by 1/100th of a second. I mean, how fast is that? It's faster than the blink of an eye, perhaps the flap of a fly's wing. I mean, let's agree that it's fast, super fast. Now think about it. When you hear that the world competition is decided by 1/100th of a second, it means that the winner who took home second place, the silver medal, was only off by 1/100th of a second. You look at them standing in the winner area. The gold medal winner is standing there. Next to him is the guy who did not win. Now let's be fair. The guy who lost by 1/100th of a second is indeed a world-class athlete. Now come on, even the athlete who comes in last place is still world-class and misses the gold by only a few seconds. But all is fair in love and Olympic competitions, and he has to step down and accept the silver medal. In the days of non-electronic timepieces, measuring such differences might not have been observed, but they are today. And the athlete who has prepared all of his or her life for this competition is set off by this fraction of a second, by which he or she missed the mark. Now, I couldn't help but to make the parallel in Christian life and the notion of sin. Sin is simply missing the mark. It's a term that makes sense in archery. Imagine a target with a black dot in the center and a series of red and white circles surrounding it. Anything outside of the black dot, what we refer to as the bullseye, is sin. Some people hit the line between the red and the black. Others hit the space three rungs out. And still others might miss the target completely. All of these hits are in sin. In our life, we sin. It doesn't mean that we are bad people. Rather, it only means that we are people. Only God is sinless. Anything outside of the center, outside of perfection, is sin, or being human. And since we all miss the mark of perfection, ours is not to judge. Leave the judging for the Olympic Games and focus rather on improving yourself. The difference between gold, silver, and bronze may be a few seconds, but in the sight of God, those seconds melt into an amalgama called life. Let us pray. Grace us, O Lord, the vision to follow in the path of the saints. Strengthen in me the resolve to improve on the graces you have bestowed upon me, to exercise my soul with love and compassion in my path toward the kingdom. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.